There's one set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11, 11 listeners.
This is really geek.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of the Unique Geek's 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that goes from 0 to 50 in just 50 days. And joining me, as always, is the lovely and not nasally congested Lee. Lee, how you doing?
Hi. Yeah. Well, as you said when you said you weren't feeling great, it's better to be sick now than in 9 days.
I really call this pre-con crud. So
pre-con crud. Well, you know, I'm getting the stress of getting ready for con.
I'm getting it out of the way.
Okay. There you go.
Early.
Woo!
So.
Yay!
Actually, I think
get it out of the way.
I think Dan Carroll gave it to me.
Carroll
gave it to me over the podcast when he was sick. So I think he got me sick through the wires and the intertubes.
There you go.
Excuse me. I should not be clearing my throat into the microphone. That's a horrible idea, John.
That's a bad idea.
I do have a mute button. So go on.
You have a mute button, so that's good. But it's okay because we are 9 days out of con. Today the app came out. It is on the pad. Yay! So everybody now can make their schedules and start bitching about how everything is. Why do they put all the good panels at the same time? Which they're going to say no matter what. But the good thing is now that people have actually seen the final schedule so that track directors can go, well, the mostly final schedules.
Yes,
and so the track directors can take a big, and I know that the person we're talking to today is probably taking a really big, because she has a really huge schedule. So we are talking to Kelly from American Sci-Fi. Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
Hey, Kelly.
Hello. So, yes, are you taking a big... Yeah, see, there you go.
Absolutely.
It's out.
Yay. Yeah, although like you said, people are going, why is this way? I'm like, I haven't even looked at it yet.
I don't even know. We're not sure. It's done. It's out. You guys wanted it out. It's out. Wanted the app out. The app's out. You wanted the schedule. You got the schedule.
You know that it's like we don't always get a say when things get changed to. It's like, what? They changed it?
Nope. Well, I have two big name panels on Monday at 10 a.m. scheduled at the same time, and it's because both of them want to do one more panel, but both of them got to be out of the hotel at like 11:15. So, hey, we'll work it out. We'll have fun. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, I'm used to doing that double panel thing.
Double panels are tough. Double panels are tough. So who? So explain American Sci-Fi for those who have not heard you before on this wonderful podcast.
Well, let's see. We're kind of what everybody else isn't. that is kind of unfortunately the way we get what's coming before it gets to other people generally, or what's too old to be on other things, but not yet old enough to be classic. So that always gets a little crazy. We have a lot of, we get a lot of the necessarily the hard science fiction stuff, the really straight, like a Game of Thrones fantasy stuff, as opposed to urban fantasy, which I know you guys have already talked about. So, which is new this year. So it's been kind of interesting to separate that out from us. So we get a lot of, it's always good to check with us to see whether we're there. And then we can say, go over there.
Yeah.
So we're traffic cops.
Yeah. Sometimes we're all traffic cops. So, and you've got a lot of new guests this year because you've got some new shows.
Yes, it's very true. And it's great to see. We're getting a lot. I'm sure you've seen it, Lee. We're getting all these shows that are newer. We're finally getting guests from shows that are pretty new to all of us.
I know. And it's awesome.
It's like we used to like, okay, the show's in year three and we might see a guest. that's kind of not the way it is anymore because things move so quickly. So, yeah, it's definitely, here we've got guests from Arrow and it's the very first year of the show. And so it's like, whoa. So it's been...
Well, Defiance, and this is the Grimm's just finished. I think Grimm only had a half a season the first year or so, but Grimm, we got Grimm guests. So yeah, a lot of really very quick guests, which is great, which is wonderful.
Oh yeah, it's definitely really nice to see. I think that says a lot for the con and a lot more of the credibility we're still yet even getting. So that's always good.
Very true. And sorry, John.
I was just gonna ask. So tell us a little bit about your experience as director and how you became to get involved with American sci-fi and just DragonCon in general.
Well, I've been going to DragonCon for 16 years and I've been staff for 15. So I kind of don't encourage people to do it that way because I know there's huge chunks of the con I have never seen because I started working too early. So I always tell people, enjoy the con for a few years before you start working it. So I started when there was the first version of this track and they were doing a lot of Buffy stuff. And I was like, oh, I want to do Buffy stuff. And I was a huge Buffy fan, and I helped them create a lot of the Buffy stuff that first year. And it kind of stuck since then. So in all the various forms of this track has been over the years. So whether it was we started out as American science fiction television, and then we went to science fiction media, then we went to American science fiction fantasy media. So it's kind of grown and changed, but you know, Lee's done that too. And I think that's any of the longer tracks have had to kind of mutate themselves. So
you change. Well, yeah, we keep changing as things are changing and shows change and the atmosphere of TV changes, I think, too, because I think there are more sci-fi-ish shows on now than there have been for years, but the definition of what a sci-fi show is also changing, so.
Absolutely.
Or what would be even a kind of genre thought of a show, so, yeah. I love it. It's great, but it is kind of like, wow, I wouldn't, yeah, is that there? Who knows?
Yeah, so, gone are the days when you could, like, do... Oh, we're covering four shows on our track. Yeah, no.
So. Well, and gone are the days when I really thought about it. I was talking to my son about it, and because he was like, you know, how do you start out as a track? And I was like, well, at first you start out very small because you're doing everything as a fandom discussion or somehow related to a show or two. It's not, you know, that's how it starts because you don't have guests and you don't have things like that. So that's kind of how you start. And then all of a sudden you start getting a couple of guests and you get really excited and then you get more and more. And now it's hard to get the fandom talks in at the same time as I'm doing the guest panels, because whenever I've tried to double book, people are like, well, I had to choose between, I don't like to choose. Don't make me choose in your own room. I got to choose between your track and another track. I'm like, okay.
Well, you know, I was going to do that. And then the past 2 years, I realized because the number of guest panels I get, I would not have anybody in my room from like 10 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Yeah.
So it was just like, I have to. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So. That happens too. So now you've been the director for how many years?
This will be my fifth year as director.
Wow. Okay. Cool. Yay. Yeah. And lots of changes in that time. And then you've been doing DragonCon for...
Yeah, this is my 15th year as a staff member.
Wow!
You're up there too, Lee. You know?
I am up there too. I know. It still hits me, though, when I think of 15. I go, really? Really?
You know, I think I get my little plaque this year, maybe.
I just got mine because this is my 16th year as a track member, so, as a staff member. So, yeah. Wow. So, now... We talked a little bit about some of your shows. What are some of the things you're really looking forward to scheduling? Well, have been scheduled now. Some of the things you're really looking forward to going over in your track and doing in the track?
Well, you know, all the new shows, it's always fun to see where they fall and how much, you know, popularity they're going to have. And, you know, you can get kind of a vibe by, you know, people talking and saying, are you going to do this? So, you know, or you get panel suggestions like by a dozen of them, as opposed to like one for this other one. But I really try to give even the small shows some space because, you know, we used to only focus on like, these are the really popular shows, so we'll do panels on these. And I was like, well, you know, I really want to try to expose some of these smaller shows. So I had a lot of fun because, you know, in the beginning, you never know who the guests are going to be. So we just started kind of going with some ideas, and we were like, wow, we really we wanted to do something with like all these history shows. I know they're technically not genre, but a lot of geeks love them. So I wanted to do something with those. And I knew we were, you know, they announced Manu Bennett pretty early on, and he was on Spartacus and he's on Arrow. So I was like, ooh, okay. So I kind of started thinking that gives me some justification doing a history panel. And then, you know, I have some staples that we always do with our, now it's our third year for our drive-in, our cheesy sci-fi movie drive-in.
Woohoo!
Yes. It's always, Kevin Batchelder has picked another gem for that, and this year we're actually moving into a larger room, so it should be an interesting experience. We'll see how it goes. You know, this is kind of another trial, but it's always a lot of fun. And Kevin and Joe Crow have a get really geeky with it. It's, you know, everybody gets very silly.
Can you tell us what the movie is, or is that a surprise until you get there?
No, then we have announced it just because it helps, you know, build the anticipation. This year we're seeing Super Shark.
Ooh, I know Super Shark.
Yeah, I must admit, Kevin had to convince me to do these because I'm not a cheesy movie fan.
Oh, I love them.
Oh, I just sit there and roll my eyes.
Oh, no, they're awesome.
That's part of the point. But but ever since now, I've had to watch a couple of them being in there, and I still roll my eyes, but at least I laugh while I'm doing it. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and Kevin will like this week's cheesy movie that is on the Sci-Fi Network, which is Ghost Shark.
I heard about
Shark
that one.
Kill me. I know. Sharknado was awesome. I've seen it three times now.
Times?
Yeah, Kevin and I will talk about that at Con at some point. I'll check up there. It's awesome.
Well, Sharknado, you know, awesome. There must be something magical about sharks. So
yeah, sharks are always kind of cool. So, woohoo! So, okay, so I'm sorry. You have the drive-in movie and... We got off that. So what else?
I have a couple. I really like to try to have some general panels. So we're going to talk, like I said, about the history one, which is kind of general because it's going to talk about everything from Spartacus to, you know, Da Vinci's Demons and all these other ones that are pseudo historicals that, you know, they kind of bring in some not quite real reality into it. But we always have fun with we do a nerd comedy one since there's been a lot more nerd comedies in recent years. And we start off with Big Bang Theory and kind of bringing community and the neighbors. So we'll talk about that. That should be a lot of fun. So that was a good one. That one, we've been seeing so much more of that too. And it's not always poking fun at nerds, you know, the way, you know, a specimen jar kind. So
yeah, that's so nice.
Yeah, before I used to be like, but now I it's like, okay, they seemed, at least even if they're poking fun, we're poking fun back. So let's see. We always do a panel that basically the shows that have passed on this year and the shows that are coming. So, and there's lots of good genre news coming up. So there should be lots of things to talk about there. And then we've got like all these new shows there's talking about. Like we've got Arrow, that's new. We've got Continuum, which is really making a splash too. Mm-hmm. And technically we're on the second season of that because, you know, Sci-Fi doing their usual, you know, running
weird
things
seasons
together.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we've got guests from there too. So it's awesome. All these basically first season shows that we're having people for. So it's really great to see it. And they're being pretty responsive to, you know, us doing this kind of stuff too. So yeah, it's really neat to see that. So yeah, lots of good stuff.
Lots of good stuff then. Yay. Okay, John, your turn.
I got to unmute because I was coughing so terribly.
I know you're coughing.
So of course, you know, you're busy, but you got a huge schedule there, as you just mentioned. What kind of things though would you like to get out to see if you have time to get away that aren't necessarily in your track?
there's so many this year, especially I realized I was like watching everybody put their stuff up. I'm like, I'll never see that either. You know, I would love to see some of Lee's Grimm's panels because I love Grimm. So that would be awesome. I am actually really, you know, Q has the Time After Time reunion panel and want to see that. And I will fully admit my very first geeky fandom was, you know, $6 Million Man and the Bionic Woman.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, I really want to see that too. I might really make an effort to go see because I just don't know how much of a chance that's going to happen again. So, and I don't think they're going to be totally packed. So, you know, but so oh, yeah, those
I,
are.
I don't know. I think they might be totally packed. To be honest with you,
but. I don't know. I you know, I think I have pull with the director, so maybe I can.
Well, you might be able to get in there. Yes.
So, but yeah, so those are the kind of ones I was mostly going, oh yeah, I really want to see that, you know. Plus, oh, Peter Davidson, oh, I forgot that too, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, there's so many good people this year, and I am thrilled to pieces that I actually get John Barrowman on a panel, so yep. I don't have to go somewhere else to see him. So
oh, it's interesting. You're gonna love it.
I did. He was the one panel I went to last year that was not on my track. So I have seen it, but he's going to be on a group panel. So I'm curious to see how that changes it. So,
what is he on for on your?
He is on Arrow because remember he was the villain. Right. So right.
He's the bad guy.
Yes. So yes, he is on a panel. We have a big Arrow panel on Sunday, which has all of them on it, pretty much. Everybody who's done Arrow is going to be on that panel.
Tentatively, so, what time is that and where is it located?
I think, let me see. I was just pulling up because they were switching it around on me. It is Sunday at 1:00. So yeah, that should be a really big panel, and it's going to be in the Atrium Ballroom. So they're expecting it to be packed. So it should be a really good one. It's John Barrowman, Stephen Amell, Seth Gable. I'm going to mess up her name.
That other person.
Yes, another person.
happens. So, too many. See, you got a huge panel.
Yeah, it's, you know, and I'm used to big panels with Battlestar Galactica, which we also have again mm-hmm. this year. Yep. So I'm used to those big panels, but, you know, it's first time between having some other shows. We have Smallville people coming this year, which we've had before, but we've got John Glover, who I really want to meet him. So that should be interesting because he's everything I've ever seen him in, from Brimstone to Smallville to Heroes. He's always been awesome. So I'm looking forward to that, too.
Cool.
Excellent. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Yes.
Well, and so, my brain's going too fast. Any parties or anything for you guys this year?
Well, it really depends on us. With us, because we have so many fandoms under us.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to necessarily hold a party unless there's something really blows up, like Firefly when we had Firefly.
Right.
And Battlestar Galactica when it was the first couple of years. But nothing is really to that scale right now. So I don't have a party per se like that because I usually like to work with fan groups when I'm doing that. This year, though, we have the drive-in, which is kind of a party. And then we'll also have our game show of Thrones, which went over huge last year and
Yay.
Was the height of silliness. Probably one of the silliest, you know, things we've done at the convention because we'd never done a game show in our track before. So this was our first time, and it everybody loved it, and people were like, you know, wanting to have more people participate. I'm like, the room is only so big.
There's only so much space we have.
Yes, so much room and so much time. But that was a blast watching. People took it places I would have never thought to. Mm-hmm. Like our final competition in that last year was the Joffrey slapping competition.
Ooh.
And people went all kinds of places with that. So it
people
was definitely
seem to like to do that, I keep hearing, yes.
Yeah. So some very funny, you know, Dragon Age juggling, you know, some of them, you know, yeah. It was very strange. And because we gave them points for style as well as just success. So at the end, we all pulled out scorecards and, you know, scored their performances. So we got a lot of hams. So that's kind of the closest to I come to a party. So, but there are so many good ones this year, too. It's like I would hate to compete. In fact, I did move the drive-in, which used to be Saturday night, because there was so many things going on Saturday night, and I figured, you know, I'm not going to try to compete with that this year. I'm going to shift it a little earlier. You know, not that Friday isn't busy, but
yeah, all right.
I just figured maybe it's a little less busy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that was kind of why I did that. But yeah, no parties otherwise.
Well, you mentioned Kevin a couple of times, so I'm going to go ahead and play because he did call in, and I wanted to be sure to play this at some point. If you don't mind, I'm going to play a bit of information that he has to pass on.
Sure.
Okay.
Hey, John and Lee, this is Kevin Batchelder calling in. First off, I want to say a big thank you to both of you and everyone else that you have on the podcasts. I've been going to con myself for almost 10 years now, and I look forward to these every summer. It is great to hear all the other passionate folks talk about their relationship to con and the different things that are coming up. It's a great way to lead into con, so really, really appreciate it. As a podcaster myself, I realize how much work goes into not only recording them, but editing them and everything else. So again, big tip of the hat, big thank you to both of you.
I do have to stop him there. Editing? I don't know what editing is. Moving on.
No, you have no idea, but keep going.
You and everyone else who comes on them. It's a really something that's a big resource for the community, so thank you. Speaking of resources, the reason I was actually calling in is to let folks know about a couple that I'm helping to organize or be involved in that are specifically geared towards the newbies or those that are fairly new to con. We've got a couple of events going on that'll really help you out if you're someone who hasn't really been to con or only been there maybe once or twice. On Thursday at 5 p.m., we'll be meeting in the lobby of the Hyatt for the Dragon Con Newbie Walking Tour. Now, this is going to be led for the second year by Kim, a.k.a. Empress, who you had on the podcast last year, a very long time attending to con. And we did it last year. It was very successful, so we're going to do it again. We're going to meet and just take a little while to walk between a few of the hotels and give folks a few insights on some locations, kind of an idea where things might be. Comes in very handy before the madness of Friday, certainly, if you're a newbie to the con.
I'm going to stop him there, too, because I forgot to ask, where exactly is your room?
Well, that is new this year. We have a new room. So it will be interesting to see how it goes. It's kind of an odd-shaped room, but it actually is letting me do something different this year, which hopefully will help newbies and things like that. It is down on the new – how we've opened up the marquee level now for programming and stuff like that. We are now where the old autograph rooms used to be. So we're on the Marriott marquee level, M301 and 302. So we're kind of tucked back in the corner up towards the front of the Marriott. But it's a bigger room, but it's kind of an L-shaped. So what I'm actually doing on Friday is I've always kind of wanted to develop like a dual programming thing because smaller shows don't necessarily need as big of a room, and I hate wasting the room. But what we're doing this year to try to help people connect with each other is during the day on Friday, we're doing meetups. All day Friday is, you know, I said any groups who wanted to contact me and just have a meetup in that side room, that they were welcome to do that. They just had to reach out to me first. So Kevin actually, of course, leaped on it and said, I want to do a newbie meetup first thing in the morning. So that the very first panel of the con in that room is strictly for newbies to get together, say, you know, kind of bond together and, you know, maybe help each other out. So that's one of the things. But we have a couple of fandoms that want to connect through that. I have a Game of Thrones costuming group that wants, we'll be meeting up there. Legend of the Seeker, which has a very passionate fan base.
Yes, it does.
Yes. So they, even though we don't even do panels on the show anymore, they really want to do the meetup. So I was like, okay, fine. You know, so they snagged a spot. The Oncers who are coming to the convention for Once Upon a Time, they really wanted some time. So I've been trying to do that. So this is a little bit of an experiment. I like to try to do different experiments to see, you know, what things connect with people. So this is going to be new. You know, like I said, splitting the room into two for just part of the day Friday to see how that goes. So we'll see.
Cool.
I don't know.
Cool. Now,
yeah, you got to try it.
Now,
yes.
Now back to Kevin.
Also on Friday morning.
Oh, here we go.
I and many other longtime attendees will be helping host the DragonCon Newbies Meet and Greet. This will be an item that will be listed in...
What? That sounds interesting. Hey, do you know anything about that, Kelly?
I heard something. I don't know.
I heard a little bit.
Maybe he has more details.
Maybe.
The official program, once you do get it, it's going to be part of Kelly Harkin's American Sci-Fi and Fantasy Media track.
Who's that? Anybody know her?
Somebody. I don't know.
Yeah, somebody we know.
But at 10 a.m. for probably at least an hour, I think we have the room for then and maybe a little more. We're going to be there if you're a newbie or new to the con and want to just come and maybe meet some other folks who are new as well, kind of break the ice or ask some questions for folks like myself or many other folks who've been for several years about the convention. Chance to get more comfortable and confident before you venture out into the craziness and fun that is Dragon Con. So hopefully either of those events, if you're interested, we do have links up on Facebook to those event pages. You can certainly check them out and be glad to help out you folks who might be new and need to get a little more information.
Speaking of which, I'm using Kevin, by the way, so that I don't have to talk too much.
He's done very well.
Whereabouts can people find more information on your track?
Well, we have moved over to the Dragon Con domain this year. So we are used to have our own, but you know, it just kind of seems to make sense. And then I don't have to worry about paying for it. So it works out pretty well that way. So we are now off of the actual Dragon Con site. It's scifimedia.dragoncon.org.
All right.
So for what it is. And then, of course, we have a pretty active Facebook presence. We're pretty active all through the year. As far as like showing it new, you know, news about various shows coming out, and one of our very active—I'm sure he's over on your group too, Lee Henry Hanks, who works for CNN.
Yeah.
So he is very willing to share the information he gets.
Oh, excellent!
With all the groups, so he's definitely in there posting a lot of media news. So, you know, that's his main passion. He used to be a staff member for us years ago before he actually. Went out into the big world, so yeah.
And what about the Twitters? You on the Twitters?
I do tweet, but I don't do as much as I should. It's at DCON, so DCON AM SIF SF Media.
SF
Media. Unfortunately, you can't change those names very easily.
Yeah.
So I never got to add the fantasy into that one, but you get the point. So.
It's the same stuff.
Yeah.
Both of these events actually grew out of the Facebook group that I started a couple of years ago called, surprisingly, Dragon Con Newbies. I had three or four friends that were coming for the first time a couple of years ago. So rather than answer their questions separately, I said, hey, let's all get in a Facebook group so we can all learn from each other. And it's grown now to the point the group, I think, is up to almost 600 members at this point. But it's very focused on newbies and the questions they might have. I love the official Facebook group and other DragonCon resources, but as we all know, those groups tend to get very busy and go in 100 different directions. We try to keep this one pretty focused, very friendly for the newbies to ask the simple questions over and over, lots of longtime attendees also in the group. We have a few track directors, even a couple of folks from the DragonCon office have started to refer folks to this group, and they're in the group as well. So it's a great way to get up to speed a little quicker if you're new to con. So... again, thanks very much for doing the podcast. Hope to see a lot of you at con. Going to be a lot of fun, and take care.
Oop, and of course, I was talking to the muted microphone. And of course, you can see Kevin in the drive-in, which is, again, as we mentioned before, Friday night, right?
Yep, 9 o'clock. Moved over to the Hanover. Rooms. Oh, it was CDE in the Hyatt. So, like I said, a big, long room. We should have a lot of fun. We have Kevin has actually arranged some giveaways. So,
awesome.
Have some fun and watch really cheesy movies. So,
yeah, cool. So, let me ask you one of our final ending questions here. Now, you're on last year, so you got the three guests question before. So I'm not going to ask you which three guests you'd like.
Good, because you've asked me that 2 years in a row, and it's like,
Yeah, well, this year, it's going to be different, and it's going to be more difficult. If you could have any American sci-fi fantasy show that you had to live in, any three that you had to live in, which three would you like to live in?
Oh, wow.
Oof.
Well, you can live in Game of
Thrones. Managed to survive it?
Yeah, I was going to say, you can live in Game of Thrones, but do not be liked because you will be killed.
You'll
very
die.
Very true.
Or any Whedon. Well, Whedon's on your track, so. But any Whedon, too, if you're liked, you get killed as well.
Yes.
So
they have to be on my track?
That's
fine.
Whatever.
That's fine.
Sure.
Well, I already feel like I'm living in Continuum half the time, so
okay.
Okay.
At least the current day part of it. I probably Once Upon a Time. Because then I'd probably live, unless I was bad. They haven't killed too many of the good people off. One.
Ooh, don't tell me that. My kids are just through season one right now.
That was wild.
No spoilers.
Yeah, we're waiting for season two to come on Netflix, which I don't think is going to happen anytime soon. Because
not with ABC owning it.
Season three is a. Well, you do know. I mean, ABC obviously is owned by Disney. And Disney does have exclusive content rights. They signed a contract with Netflix. So it might be in there. But we're still waiting for season one's on Netflix. But season two has not come out yet. But season three, I know, is about to start. So
yeah, they'll probably wait till after it starts and then start trickling it out.
But okay, so Once Upon a Time and...
That's probably the safest one that would still be fun to be in.
Who would you be in Once Upon a Time? And it doesn't have to be a character that currently exists, but just be another one of the fairy tale characters.
Oh, jeez. That one you stumped me on. I don't know. I have to admit, I live in Orlando, so there is a little Disney file. Disney love, Disney hate. So in me, I certainly love a lot of Disney stuff. So I don't have mixed feelings about that, but... I always have kind of traditionally a lot of geek females like Belle, so that's definitely one of them.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And I always have a soft spot for Mulan. That's definitely one of my top favorite Disney movies. So probably, and they've both been done in the show, so But otherwise than that,
yeah, third show you gotta live in now.
Oh, third show. Oh geez. Oh, it's too dangerous to live in any of the historical ones. And yeah, Game of Thrones, I'd likely die really quick.
Or you'd constantly need a bath, one or the other, which is
almost as bad. Yeah. Now that one I'd die. Was Spartacus, but then I'd die too. Everybody dies there. But man, you'd be surrounded by some really pretty material.
Yes.
Okay, we'll say Spartacus just because of that.
But apparently, if you're in Spartacus, though, you have to walk around naked all the time, though.
True.
So that's also a downside, I guess.
That probably would not be a pretty thing. So, but I could look at everything pretty. So, that would be one of the benefits. So,
cool. Dang. Oh, do you get Lucy Lawless?
Yes,
A couple of things, don't you?
Yes, both for Battlestar Galactica panels and for the Spartacus panels. So she will be on two panels for me this year, and I do not usually look, kind of troll for pictures, but I think I will kind of make a point of trying to get a picture with her backstage, because I realized I was doing up a bio that I had to do for my job, and I was putting some of these pictures, and I'm like, I met all these people, and I have, no pictures of me with any of them. So I'm going to say, all right, I'm going to finally get, one or two pictures this year so I can have some. All right. Yay! But, Lucy Lawless, I'm thrilled to pieces. She is coming to the con. She's out of contracts that'll finally let her go to some real conventions. We won't mention those conventions, but... So I am thrilled she's been being able to finally come to Dragon Con, and I think she will have a blast. So,
yeah, I was having a debate. Who were we talking with? We were talking with Joe, I think it was, and I was trying to figure out if Lucy Lawless had been to Dragon Con before. I think we decided that she hadn't been.
No, as far as I know, she's never been. Even when we had her Killie Zena track, she had never come. But because I think she's always been under contract for other conventions. So she could never come before.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kelly, remind everyone again where your track is and where they can find you on the web.
We are in the Marriott on the marquee level. So that's almost all the way to the bottom, at least on the front half of the hotel. It's on the same level as the Walk of Fame this year. I think that's right. And we are in M301 and M302. So joint rooms with a kind of L shape. And you can find us on the DragonCon site through the link on the main page, or you can just go straight to there at scifimedia.dragoncon.org.
Great. So
very cool.
Kelly, as always, it's been a pleasure having you.
Well, thank you guys for doing it. I have to agree with Kevin. You know, it's great to see that you guys do this and go through this nightmare every August.
Yeah.
It's not a nightmare.
It's not a nightmare. It's a little rough when you're in the middle, but at the end, you're happy.
Yeah, we enjoy
happy
it.
At the end, yes.
We do. We do. And you guys do a lot of work, and I think it really is appreciated.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. And you guys do tons of work, too. The directors, obviously, you do lots of work. And we the fans, appreciate that as well. So thank you very much for putting on the show and getting all this stuff together. Because without you guys, we would all just be walking around aimlessly trying to figure out where everyone is. So
taking pictures of costumes. Yeah.
That happens anyway.
Anyway.
All right, Kelly. Thanks once again. And for this again, John, for Lee and Kelly, saying until next time, peace.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG, or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter, @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share-alike non-commercial license.